Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese. Tuesday, day after. Johnny Marks, and making his return is Mr. Ike Reese. Ike, how you doing, buddy?
Johnny Marks, holla at your boy.
Well, we're already trading the quarterback, Ike, just so you know. We've missed you the last couple days, but it's good to see you back. It was good to see you today.
Yeah, man. It's good to be back. And I know everybody's been sending me condolences and prayers and well wishes, and I thank you. Thank you all for all your thoughts and prayers. But I lost my mom over the weekend. I know I put it out on social media. Sunday early morning when I was on my way back here to Jersey, but we lost her Saturday evening after she had lost her battle with cancer. So it's been a tough couple of days, but it's getting a little better each day. And I wanted to come in today because, you know, I need to, quite frankly. My brain needs a break from that, and I need my sports family right now. So I don't mind if you want to wish me well. I certainly won't stop you from doing that, but I want us to try to go ahead and have the Marks and Reese show the way we normally would have the Marks and Reese show. So laughter is more than welcome. We'll yell about our beloved Eagles.
Crying?
Yeah.
Can I cry about the Eagles?
I need to see the package.
I was watching Sunday, so I did get a chance to see the game Sunday.
Yeah.
In its entirety. And, it was really one of my worst fears, right? I wasn't surprised that they lost the game.
Yeah.
But I did expect a better showing. I just did. I thought they would come out and put up a better fight. I would have liked to have seen somewhat of a different game plan. In that game, you knew at some point a team was going to make it their business to force you to beat them another way besides running the football. They, you know, these teams aren't going to just allow you to do what you have success at doing. And so it looks like Tampa was really the first team that said, you know what?
Why? Did these other teams just not care? They're like, you know what? Who cares? Our team stinks. Well, we're just going to.
I'm going to tell you what I always said. I don't think the other teams feared the running game enough. Right? So even though the numbers in the rankings said it was the best rushing attack in the league, you didn't have one player that would invoke fear to anybody.
Yeah, there's no
right?
Derrick Henry that's lining
right.
up.
Right. There's no Lamar Jackson back there who rushed for over 1,000 yards and everything he did his MVP season. And we're just looking at teams who are a run-first oriented team. This was a different type of a running style that was really predicated on the your offensive line being as good as they are and your quarterback adding an element to the running game that most quarterbacks don't, even though it wasn't necessarily dynamic running.
Right.
He was still a strong enough runner and good enough runner that he could be effective. Not the case since he sprained his ankle. So he wasn't the same type of runner.
Yeah, he's wearing a boot after the game.
Yeah, I saw that. I was a little surprised at that, but I guess.
I mean, geez, because he did do a little bit of running
right.
He at some
around
point,
a little
right?
Bit. Yep. Yeah.
Who knows if they're going to need surgery or whatever. But, I mean, to your point, yeah, the Bucs said, we're not going to let you run. And and you're right, because they, as much as a lot of people want to just put this all on Jalen Hurts, what the hell is Nick Sirianni doing? Like, wait, like, don't you have to be prepared for that? It seemed like this literally...
So I always had a counter to that.
Well, like this,
waiting for it.
This looked like one of the games before they decided that they were going to do heavy runs where they didn't look like they had a purpose on offense. No, like, they were just calling plays. There was no real rhyme or reason for what they were doing. They were focused on a singular player. Like, Dallas Goedert, that was the first half. They were just going to go to Goedert.
Yeah.
And like, that was it. And then before you knew it, the game was over, and now they're trying to play catch-up, and now Devontae's getting the ball. Now the Bucs are playing off of him. So I don't know what they were doing. I don't know what Nick Sirianni was doing.
Listen, I think sometimes you put these game plans together, and no matter what you may draw up and you hope to do on that particular day, it may not just be enough. And if we're being honest about it, the Bucs are just the better team. They just were. They are the better team. They've been the better team all year long. We had our worst fears come to fruition, which was, well, we've been hiding behind, you know, they beat the teams that are on the schedule, they made the playoffs, this and that and the other, but we kept saying, yeah, but they didn't really beat anybody. They didn't really stop a quarterback that's at bare minimum a competent quarterback. Every quarterback they played that was a competent quarterback had his way.
Yeah, who's the best quarterback they beat?
Teddy Bridgewater.
There you go. That's insane.
Right? Yeah.
Not even really a starter.
Yeah. So, you know, and I think that's what happened. Tom Brady, obviously too smart, too good. You're not going to trick him up. You really do have to try to get him to throw, you know, a couple interceptions out there, tip balls. You get a strip sack fumble, something like that, something that gives you a short field. You know, giving them the ball first. I don't think that was a good idea, because what it does is it puts you behind the eight ball, right? I know you're thinking about taking the ball out of the locker room, but it doesn't matter if you're down 24-0.
Yeah.
Because by going down 7-0, now you can't stay committed to your running.
Well, and then when it's 14-0,
right
after that, yeah. It definitely was worst possible scenario type game. Ike, I do wonder, and we'll take phone calls in the first segment at 215-592-9494. I know a lot of people were trying to get in yesterday. They couldn't. We were very busy. Day after reaction, 215-592-9494. How much of the troubles or the problems that we have with Nick Sirianni and his game plan and his play calling, how much of that had to do with the quarterback's play? So I know there's some videos out there floating around of there being wide open receivers that Jalen's not seeing, or he's just throwing bad balls. The one thing I noticed on a couple of different occasions was he was sensing pressure that really wasn't there, and all he really needed to do was move around within that pocket and keep his eyes downfield and look for open receivers. He got nervous. He sensed pressure. He started – his feet got happy. He ran to the left a little bit. Then he tried to stay in the pocket. He didn't see anything.
Right.
And that happened way too many times. He just looked very uncomfortable all day long.
No, he really did. And that's where he's going to have to grow as a player. And it's funny, listening to the station on the way in today, there's a lot of discussion now, as I should have expected it would be, as to whether or not Jalen is the guy.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So yeah, we're back to that again.
Yep, we are.
we're back to that again, and unfortunately, I don't know what the Eagles are going to do, but if you as an Eagles fan thinks that Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman were sitting in that press box or sitting in their suite, saying, "Man, I can't wait to build on this, and we got a lot to build on, and I'm excited about the future." Do we believe that's what they were thinking?
No.
I don't believe that's what they were thinking. The thought process could have been, well, how much longer will we be able to get by like this? Because when you're looking at that position, you're looking at the here and now, but you're also projecting.
Right.
And you're projecting based on skill set, what you project the guy to be able to do. Like, that's what allows teams to stick with guys and that sort of thing. But if they have already come to this conclusion that they feel like his ceiling only goes so high, then they may not get a chance to change quarterbacks this offseason, but it doesn't mean they aren't interested in doing it.
Sure. Yeah, and this is what I wrote down. I wrote because it exactly what you just said. With Jalen Hurts, it's less about the performance on Sunday.
Right.
Young quarterbacks struggle in first playoff games, right? Like
we saw Kyler last night.
And he was the number one overall pick. So the difference is you're projecting. He was the first overall pick. You see the arm. His size still, I wonder if you can be that size.
That's his only knock.
But what you're doing is it's more about your skill set and what you project him to be in the future, right? And that's where you lose me with Jalen Hurts. Because he didn't look good against the Bucs. That's a good defensive coordinator. Nick Sirianni wasn't prepared for what the Bucs threw at him. Peyton Manning had bad games to start his playoff career. He was really bad in his first three starts, right?
Yep.
So you can go back and you can look at a lot of young quarterbacks and say, they should struggle you should understand them struggling in their first playoff start.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just about that. It's about the projection, and it's about the skill set, and it's about what you honestly believe he is. I need some damn tangibles. I'm tired of talking about the intangibles. I need some tangibles, and I need somebody to tell me what the tangibles are with Jalen Hurts. Because the nice guy and everything else, I wish Jalen Hurts, I hope that he's the Eagles' franchise quarterback, because I really like him. I think he offers a lot.
Right.
I just don't see enough tangibles. I don't. So this, you're right, Ike, this is where we are. And that is the real question. I'm watching postgame live, and I'm watching they're going through everybody coming down the tunnel, and it's like, there's Jeffrey Lurie. What is Jeffrey Lurie thinking right now? Is he thinking, man, that one hurts, but got a bright future, and we need to add a couple pieces? Or is he thinking, well, damn, this isn't gonna work?
Right.
I'm thinking he's thinking this isn't gonna work. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. Ike is back. 215-592-9494. Jack Fritz, how you feeling today, pal? Feeling better? You were very upset yesterday.
Still upset. It's just I feel more again. They're trying to show up the gunfights with a knife with right. Jalen Hurts as their starting quarterback. And again, I said this last week. If they lost, and I still feel the same way. This is an empty calorie season. It's fine. It's cute. They made the playoffs, but they were so outclassed by that Bucs team that I don't know how you can watch that and not think we got a long way to go. I'm watching Burrow, Allen, Mahomes, these just cannons on the side of these guys' arms. And then I watch the Eagles, and it's we have to rely on, the wing T and you have no horses on defense.
One wide receiver.
It's what's next year going to be? I wish it was a golden era. I just feel like this is more like 2013, where it's oh, that was fun. And then we got to go back to asking more questions next year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, Dallas Goedert, who is one of your tangibles that you have on offense, he drops balls all the time. He's unreliable in big spots.
Yeah, it's concentration. That's what that has to be. And you let the ball go right through your hand. That's happened at least 5 times this year.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. Big in the first Washington game, the ball ends up clicking off his heel and it's interception. Yeah, so even the tangible pieces that you have, and I know Troy Aikman wants to turn Devontae Smith into the next coming of the fastest wide receiver in the NFL. He's got limitations too. I like him. He can be a good piece.
You need a number one on the other side of him.
Free agent number one.
Yeah.
You need
to get
a veteran number one, and then they're not easy to come by.
Yep.
Maybe that's one of the draft picks. All right, let's take some phone calls. Start with Eric in New Jersey. Eric, go ahead. What's up?
Ike, first of all, condolences to you, brother, man.
I appreciate it.
I lost my mom to breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go to football. God bless her. She's in heaven where she should be.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
The Eagles started the whole game wrong. From the toss, giving the ball to Brady first thing. We should have never done that. That was totally wrong.
Think it would have mattered?
I don't know if it would have mattered, but I tell you what, if you go up 7-0, you feel a lot better, right? Instead of giving Tampa the ball and you're down 7-0.
Even a field goal.
How
about a 3-and-out like they did?
Yeah, it's something. You gotta show these guys we're in there to play,
They couldn't do that when they got the ball the first time? That's the problem. Like Eric, I agree with you. If you could have guaranteed even a field goal and chewing up the clock, yes, that's successful. Man, they do a 3-and-out and they give the ball right to Brady after a minute and a half.
It was a week. We talked about it before. I told you, I never bet on the Eagles because if you bet on them, they're going to lose, at least from my point of view. And what was the defense? What was the defense?
Yes, like speak on the defense.
Yes, so let me get to that side of the ball.
Yes, please.
Did you see a future head coach coaching up that defense?
It certainly is. There. Somebody's interested in him. I know that much.
You got a really good agent.
So, yeah, this I hate this because it really goes back to what most people have been complaining about all year. Passive, no real assertiveness. When you're trying to dictate to Tom Brady, you're giving Tom Brady, you know, football 101 defenses to break down. And he has no problem with that. These aren't advanced courses of defense. There is no wizardry over there. There is no sending the safety blitz or the extra guy. It was let's stay back and hope we don't get the ball thrown over our head and see if we can prolong this game or stretch this thing out as best we can. You can't play defense that way in this league, man. You can't do that. If you're going to do that, then you need players like Aaron Donald and Von Miller and Jalen Ramsey on your defense to just play, you know, these vanilla coverages where you don't bring extra guys. When you got to play, when you got the personnel that we have, man, you got to come up with defensive designs that at least give your guys a fighting chance. I don't even blame the players as much because the scheme is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's one of those the chicken or the egg thing, right? Is it Jonathan Gannon playing a defense because he doesn't have certain players that he could trust to go out and be aggressive? Or, you know, is the defense has this sort of passe sort of personality?
He doesn't come across as being an attacking style right, defensive
yeah,
coordinator.
I agree with you. But until you get players out there, what?
It's not even fair to judge.
Yeah, I don't even know how to judge it. You lose Josh Sweat. I didn't even know about that until the game. So I was watching the game. I'm like, where's Josh Sweat?
It was this weird illness that wasn't COVID, and we didn't know the severity of it all week.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, before they lost worse and they lost the offensive lineman, that's really when they got three straight sacks on third downs. And a lot of that was because they had lost a couple of their offensive linemen. Mm-hmm. So that's really when the defense had some success.
They had some success, yep.
But they had a chance to get it to 17-7 before the half. And Jalen Hurts, trying to make something happen, throws an interception. They get the ball coming back out of the half. Who knows, but like that was really the pivotal point of the game where the defense actually had made a couple stops.
Right.
And they needed some points, and unfortunately Jalen throws the interception, and really that was it.
It felt deflating.
Oh, man.
It did. It felt like, because like you said, at least then you're moving the ball, and it seems like, okay, if you get some momentum and you get the ball coming out of the locker, okay, maybe we got a game here in the second half. But that interception was a killer. I mean, it just was. I don't think he ever saw the safety.
No, I don't think he did.
He thought he had an easy touchdown. Yep. I mean, I thought he had an easy touchdown.
Yeah.
The safety come running out of there. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. So
snatched it right out.
Man. So, yeah, that was tough to get through. Like, we don't normally play playoff games like that.
No. No, that was the worst playoff loss that they've had, which I found surprising, being that they only ended up losing by 16 because they got a couple of late garbage.
It felt touchdowns. Like 31. It still felt like a 31-point loss.
Yeah, because it was.
They couldn't cover 14.5 on my teaser.
Oh, man, Jack. That's a shame. It's an absolute shame. So the defense, yesterday we barely even spoke about the defense. We have some people that obviously don't like Jonathan Gannon and want him fired or whatever else. But
might be getting a head coach.
I'd be surprised if he got one of those jobs, but he is being interviewed in a couple places. I know Angelo has been firmly behind Jonathan Gannon getting one of those
supporting
jobs. Yes, getting a lot of support from Angelo.
Who's going to be our DC?
Oh, man. Got a couple good ones
Mike
out
Zimmer?
There.
Mike Zimmer? Are we going to get Vic Fangio?
Fangio, Zimmer. Anybody but Gannon, some people would say. Let's go to Rob. Rob's in Overbrook. What's up, Rob? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Condolences, Ike.
I appreciate it, Rob. Thank you, brother.
Love you, man. Hey, listen, let's get right to it. You know, I was listening to WIP yesterday, and you guys were saying that, because you weren't there, Ike, so these guys were just going buck wild, Johnny Marks and Fritz. But they said that Eagles weren't competitive. They were. They won the coin toss. So what are you talking about?
It stopped there.
Yeah, we won that, baby. I mean, that's something Sirianni can hang his hat on. So listen. Here's the thing about the Eagles, and the quarterback situation. I'm listening to WIP, and you know, I listened to those fans calling last week talking about we're going to beat the Patriot. I mean, to beat the Tampa Bay, and they were giving scores and everything. What are these people watching? The Eagles are a bad team. I mean, we got in the playoffs because they expanded the playoffs, and now just anybody can get in. But, you know, now that, them and Pittsburgh and other teams that didn't deserve to be there are out of the meat, now we can get to it. And here's the other thing. I keep hearing people on WIP talk about they want Russell Wilson, they want Aaron Rodgers. How many Super Bowls have those guys won between them? How many years have they been in the league?
Oh, shoot. They've been in a long, long time. Russell came in 12. I think Aaron came in 07.
Yeah.
I think it was 07.
Yeah, they got 20 years, 20 plus years.
It's that percentage is not really very good, is it? So what the Eagles fans, what Howie Roseman needs to do is stop coveting other people's candy because it all looks good. Why don't we – here's the thing, like Cincinnati, they built that team through.
Finally, right? Yeah. Yeah, through the draft.
Yeah, okay, there it is. So if we can get somebody in here that can draft some players and we can get somebody that can develop some players, then maybe we could stop going around salivating at the other people's leftovers. Because Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, they're like two lemons that have been squeezed. Lemonade's gone. You might squeeze them and get a little bit more lemon juice out of them, but it's over. I mean, you're not going to win anything with those guys. And why would they want to come here and play on this team anyway? And Jonathan Gannon, oh, I'd love to see him get one of those jobs because he's going to fail. And here's the thing, if he gets a job before Brian Leftwich and Eric Bieniemy and other qualified.
Right. Mm-hmm. It would be a total joke.
Yep.
Yes.
NFL is a joke. It's all these owners want to do is hire somebody, some young guy with gel mousse in his hair and that looks like Sean McVay.
You're funny, Rob.
I'm an expert at football.
Yeah.
It is a trend.
It is.
You have lunch with McVay, you head coach of Canada.
Yeah, Kingsbury, he'll survive this one probably.
There's a lot of young, good-looking guys getting head coaching jobs.
Yeah, man.
Not much more grizzled vets getting.
I think Matt Patricia might have been the last one that they decided.
That's it. The Mike Zimmers of the world. Good luck. Well, although he does well for himself, Mike Zimmer, and his lady friend.
Yeah. It's that old man money.
Yeah, but Rob, to your first point about the quarterback situation, you and everybody else that poo-poos Russell Wilson as the Eagles quarterback is insane. You are insane. Now, listen. I know it's gonna cost a lot to get him. He has to want to come here. I don't know how realistic it is. I put on the full court press. I'm already working back channels. I'm already talking to the agent. I'm already talking to CR. I'm doing whatever to bring him here. And I'll probably hate him by the time he leaves here, the Mr. Unlimited stuff.
Oh, God.
But dude can still play. I know over the course of the next few weeks, a thousand times I'm going to be told, he's 33. He doesn't have anything left. This dude's got 5 to 7 years of elite quarterback play left.
They're talking about he's 33.
Man.
The two dudes that's favored to go to the damn Super Bowl from the NFC is 40.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, what do you mean? They are still pretty doggone good. And listen, I don't know if these guys are coming here, but the idea that the age is too old for the Eagles to look at, I don't think you guys are looking at this correctly. The best quarterback in football, not named Pat Mahomes, is at least 37 years old or 44 years old.
Yep. And still playing at a very
high
level.
Still playing at a very high level.
Yep. Aaron Rodgers, but see, like it's not
win back-to-back MVPs.
It's not the total amount of juice that's left. It's the number of years.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be he's got at least 3 years of elite play left.
At least three more.
And Brady's who knows with him.
I'm just looking at Russell. Russell's 33. So you would look at that if the Eagles were interested in that, it would be in a 5-year window.
Yeah.
It would be in a 5-year window.
And then you reevaluate after that. He might decide he wants to go somewhere else. But this is a guy that wants to play into his 40s. So that's his goal. So he's going to train. He's going to take care of himself like he's going to do that. Right? I mean, Russell Wilson, he was hurt. He had a down year. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. You're getting a future Hall of Fame quarterback, and you normally can't get those guys at age 33.
And I would say this. There's a chance. And I'm getting ready to go to break, so I'll hold off.
All right, we'll talk about it on the other side. 215-592-9494. Where are you 48 hours after the Eagles' loss? Fool's gold season? Empty calories, Jack Fritz? Are you ready to move on from Jalen Hurts? It's all on the table right now. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese on 94WIP. Bet on more than just the final score with one-game parlays at BetMGM. One-game parlay is designed to let you make single selections or selections within a single game from over 400 bet types. Log into your BetMGM account, create a one-game parlay today, and if you're new to BetMGM, sign up today and your first bet risk-free is up to $1,000. Just use the bonus code MARKS, M-A-R-K-S. Plus, you'll earn M Life rewards that you can redeem for room nights and dining at any MGM resort nationwide. Try one game parlay today. Oh, we're back. Marks and Reese. This is a fast break. Spending the entire break texting with my wife, having an angry text conversation with my wife. Like, everything's normal here.
Welcome back.
Yep, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
I'm freaking believable.
We're good. Yeah.
Do we want to dive in or no, and just keep it moving?
Why?
I think it's appropriate to dive in.
No, we don't need it. I have not that anybody cares about, but I have two sick children.
Yes.
And a 6 month old that just cut her first tooth and is very, very
irritable
and unhappy. Mm-hmm. And my wife isn't feeling well. I'm the only one that actually is symptom free from anything. And right. You know, so I got. And my daughter's thrown up this morning at 6 o'clock. My other daughter has 102 fever, and then so I'm at the doctor and trying to get in the work because we you know I do have a job, as I point out I have to get in the work. So she's just, you know.
And you got to come in here. You got to trade the quarterback.
No, yeah, exactly. I have to make sure that I probably could have just came in at 155 and done what I'm doing today. I think that's her point. No, she's got a lot going on at home. I'll just leave it like that, right? But unfortunately, what do you want me to do about it? I'm doing what I can. I went to Target and I did a pickup, all right? I did a pickup this morning and I was late getting in because of it.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was fine with it. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
She misses you.
I don't know about that.
Bill. Oh, and tell her I said thank you. I got the message from her too.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Good.
Thank you.
And she didn't even tell me.
Well.
No, and I appreciate her reaching out. No, she was asking. She's like, well, you know, like, I'm like, I'm not pressing it. I talked to him briefly, but, you know, like, whatever. So
she hit me
on the gram?
Instagram, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, I'm rare.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
To go on, but yeah. Yep. So I thank her. Thank you.
You got it. All right, so let's move on with our Twitter question.
Yes, please.
Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Did you get engaged over the holidays? Visit the experts at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of wedding rings in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Let me move off of that text conversation right there. Jack, what did you put up today? I'm sorry, I'm unprepared for the Twitter question.
Which was your main takeaway from Sunday? A, C, they were never that good and beat a bunch of scrubs, or B, just a bad game, still overall happy with the season. A nice 52-48 split to start.
Who the hell's voting B?
Everyone's, well, B's ahead 52-48. Just a bad game, still overall happy with the season.
Wow.
Bunch of softies.
So I'm listen, a softie. You went totally over the top with the "there are a bunch of scrubs" because I don't believe there are a bunch of scrubs.
Did you really tweet that out?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, he put God. Quotes on it too.
Oh, God,
well, just, I did. Yeah, they did. Well, would they beat good teams down the stretch?
No, you're right. Oh, you mean they beat a bunch of scrubs?
Yes, they beat a bunch.
Okay,
of
you
scrubs.
Didn't call them a bunch.
No,
of scrubs.
I said they
okay.
beat a bunch of scrubs.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, they did. They did. So that's why I voted A. Was that. You know what? When I went back, I went back and I looked at the quarterbacks that Andy Reid mm-hmm. beat in 2011 that bought him another year, right? Remember, he was 4-8, and it was a bad season.
Yeah, I remember that. The last four games.
The last, it was so that he
very similar.
It was. He beat like a J.P. Losman. And
it was like the Dolphins.
So it was a combination of Matt Moore and Losman, Mark Sanchez. Do you know who started for the Cowboys?
Ooh.
Stephen McGee.
Who?
I don't remember him at all.
Think about
it. He's number seven. Sure.
Stephen McGee started that game.
Holy man.
And then Rex Grossman was
Rex Grossman was still playing?
He was. So J.P. Losman, Matt Moore, Sanchez, Stephen McGee, and Rex Grossman. And I remember being on the radio, and my head exploded when I was being told, everything's fine. They won the last four games. And it's like, okay, if you want to give me Andy Reid deserves another year because he's Andy Reid. Like, then use that. Don't tell me that these last four games are meaningful because they're not. They beat bad teams with bad quarterbacks at the end of the season. Most of these teams mm-hmm. are trying to lose games, right? And it was actually late last week. I started worrying about that because it's like, all right, like, listen, I'm not going to tell you that I'm not excited the teams in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, like, they beat the teams they're supposed to
right,
beat.
Yeah.
The details do matter, yep. though, right? Like, it does matter who they beat. It does matter that COVID was a big factor in the Washington game, and Mike Glennon and Jake Fromm was a big factor. So it's like those things do matter.
They do matter.
They do.
And the Eagles know that too, meaning upstairs.
Yeah.
Like upstairs wasn't fooled by who they beat down the stretch. You know what I'm saying? Like if you had to beat a bunch of teams with at least above average quarterbacks on their team and above average defense – and Jalen play well, now you would feel better. My thing, and I like Jalen. I think he's going to be back. I really do. But that's different than saying, is he the guy? Right?
Right.
Like, that's different than saying, is he the guy?
Right. Yeah, because I feel like you're saying you think he's going to be back because of the circumstances.
Yes.
And it's not like Russell Wilson might or probably doesn't want to come here if he has other options. Deshaun Watson has a no-trade clause. They both have no-trade clauses.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to come here, right?
Right.
So the likelihood is your best option is going to be Jalen Hurts and getting
Hurst.
More data on him.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that you think that he's the guy long-term or the Eagles do.
And it doesn't mean he's going to look any better next year. Like, what do the Eagles do this offseason to ensure Jalen Hurts looks good? Wentz went in his second season. They knew who the hell he was out there throwing the ball to in his rookie year. And that's all we did was say, you got to get this kid some weapons this offseason, this and that and the other. Now, they didn't go out and get the top free agents, but they improved the roster on the team. And it took off. They did that because they were invested in the quarterback. So they want him to look good. They want him to have an opportunity to be successful. I'm wondering, do they go out if they can't improve this team from free agency? Because that's how you go to the playoff team. Like they made the playoffs this year because they played bad teams down the stretch. That may not happen next year. Secondly, if you just improve this roster with just rookies and draft picks, A, you don't know if you're hitting on good players. B, how soon does it take for them to get adjusted to the NFL game? And how good are you? Because when you have rookies out there, you're going through rookie mistakes.
Yeah, are they taking a step back next year to play with rookies?
Right.
That's
so
a good point.
Do they do that next year? And if they don't believe Jalen is the guy, how much do they try to improve this roster with free agents this offseason? Like, how much do they try to improve the roster? In other words, are they really going out there to try to get a Davante Adams or a number one wide receiver to put with Jalen Hurts?
Right.
If they don't necessarily believe he's the guy moving forward, then why would you do that?
Right. They wait.
Like, I don't know if they're going to do that. I'm just saying these are the questions that they're going to be asking themselves this offseason and how you attack this offseason.
Well, plus, if you invest however much millions it takes to get Davante Adams, you also have to replace Rodney McLeod. You have to You have to invest in linebackers, maybe. You have to get a quarterback.
Defensive ends.
Yeah, a cornerback aside from Darius Slay, because Nelson was only on a one-year deal. Like, sure, we can go all you want with offense, but the defense, where are the foundational pieces?
No, I hear you.
No, the corner.
And that's what the Eagles have to look at. I mean, that's what they're going to have to look at.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if this team, like, we think they should continue to climb. Like, that's the natural trajectory. I don't know if they're going to do that. Like, do you improve the team enough this offseason for them to be able to?
Hey, what do they matter?
And if they're only a seventh seed, okay. Here's what the league is going to now. It's not just making the playoffs. You got to win your division because you got to have a home playoff game.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Being the seventh seed does nothing for us.
No.
That just got us home at 4 o'clock Sunday. Like, you need to be one of these home teams that's hosting the playoff game. So you need to win your division.
So all the home teams won Cowboys
didn't.
Except
for you know who.
Yeah.
They do what they do.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I will say I did feel better around 7:30 Sunday.
So did I, and there's nothing wrong with that. There is absolutely nothing wrong with being happy that the Cowboys blew it in extraordinary fashion.
Exactly.
Oh, and then we got the cherry on top that McCarthy's coming back yesterday.
Yeah.
And then they might let Kellen Moore and Dan Quinn go to keep McCarthy there.
And let me say this. I mean, Stephen Jones says – what was the exact term that he said, though? We expect them to come back, or
– yeah, when you say that
– we'll see. Big Jerry didn't say he's coming back yet. That's all I'm saying.
Until they get wind that Kellen might get a head coaching job, and like, hold on.
Yeah, we're going to have to make Kellen the head coach.
Yep. Well, listen, Dan Quinn's a Super Bowl coach. I mean, I know they lost it, but
he
went to
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm with you.
All right, look who's on the line, Ike.
There was one person in town that was happy yesterday.
Mad Mike is on the line. Mad Mike became very popular and actually a hero to a lot of fans out there. Mad Mike.
Okay.
Hey, Ike, I miss you, and I wanted you to feel the gloating as I do my victory lap and rub it in everyone's face that I was right, especially O.G. Wade and Chuck from Mount Airy.
Oh, my God.
I'll understand that I'm better and I know more about football than you guys do.
Oh.
So,
that's a great idea.
Was that a mild take, or was it scorching yesterday? Did you lay it on a little thicker
yesterday? It's just here's the thing. Like, I don't want Jalen Hurts back next year. I don't. I want to cut bait. I don't care what quarterback we get. I want to cut bait and just know that we're going to go in a different direction, because wasting another year on a quarterback that can't play quarterback makes no sense to me. I don't care if you just turn it over to Minshew. I don't care. Honestly, you're in a position this year and this year alone. And what's driving me nuts is I hear people calling in saying, invest in a linebacker. Eagles are never drafting a linebacker in the first round. And build the defense up. They're not going to do that. They're like you have the ammunition and the draft picks to do something this year. If you try to build up the team and it gets to a point where they're good enough to get in the playoffs, but your quarterback's still not good enough, you're never going to be able to get a quarterback because you're not going to have the draft capital to do it, and you're going to be a middling, floundering team. And, this reminds me of the 2009 and 2010 teams, that they were just good enough to get in the playoffs, got whacked, and then the team totally fell apart.
Man.
But Andy knew it. Andy knew they needed a new franchise quarterback, and he was sniffing around. He was trying to get up to get Ryan Tannehill. He was looking. See, Mike, for all the criticism you give for Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman, they know that, man.
I believe they do.
They know that.
Yeah.
They know they need to get a top quarterback. They do.
I feel like they don't. There's no mirrors at the NovaCare Center. They don't look themselves in the mirror. They just. I guarantee you. They just. Hey, we made it right back into the playoffs after a down season. Like, they are patting themselves on the back and drinking champagne right now. Like, I don't have any faith that these guys.
I don't agree with that.
Are taking a good hard look at themselves, and they're just like, oh, you know, Jalen's going to improve. Like, that's
I don't believe that that's the way they feel or they're acting.
I don't trust them. And honestly. I still have to rub it in Joe Giglio's face, and I'm going to take Elliott Shore Parks to school this weekend because he told me he knows more about football, and that's a lie. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just on my gloating tour right now. But I just don't see anything. Bringing Jalen Hurts back is just wasting another year.
But, Mike, I mean, you're gloating, but how many wins did you have them having this year?
Four. But
so you were only off by five games.
Yeah, but like everybody, the narrative changed that Jalen is the guy, and he's a good guy, and he's got all these intangibles. He's got nothing. He got rattled. The guy wasn't supposed to be. He was supposed to be rattle proof. No, that's not true. And like, I'm tired of his stupid smile. Like,
all right, Mike. Goodbye. Goodbye. Yeah, he had a walking boot on after the game, which he said he couldn't. What was the quote where he couldn't do what he normally wants to do? He called it get sexy or something like that.
I will say this: listening to Nick Sirianni talk about Jalen afterwards, it sounds like he's the guy moving forward. It just does, because they could have very easily. Had conversations about how do you handle the Jalen Hurts questions after the game. And
you look at Frank Reich.
Right. Do you overcommit and all of that?
Right.
Yeah, they stumbled and bumbled out there in Indy. Did they realize that they don't really have another choice but to stick with the guy? They
nope.
Just didn't want to tell their fans that right now. Like,
pretty much.
But anyway, it sounds like Nick Sirianni was not necessarily for Sunday's game, how he played, but on the season, he's praising him.
Yeah. I think he likes him. Sure sounds like it. He likes him. You have it? Here it is.
I thought he had a great year, and he came a long way. And that's what I expect from Jalen, just because of the type of football character he has, the type of character he has, the toughness that he has, the love for football that he has. I can't say enough good things about Jalen the player, you know, the person.
Yeah. Yeah. He just we're gonna play Jalen Hurts bingo with all the intangibles that you can talk about with him. Because he just checked a bunch off the list. Yeah. Yes, I agree with all those things. And you know what? You know what I can tell? Nick Sirianni genuinely likes him, and Nick thinks that he did have a good year. They won 9 games. Whether they did it running the football or whatever, Nick Sirianni's being talked about. Hey, look at the great job Nick Sirianni did, right? Like, so yeah, like Wasn't a disastrous season. Jalen Hurts made some progress this year. But I still think that the bigger picture look of, all right, listen, all right, we can come back with Jalen Hurts. He could be our quarterback next year, but Russell Wilson's available. This quarterback's available. That quarterback's available, right? Like, that's something that the front office, it's probably weighing on their mind, and they're taking a look around.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when the season ends and it doesn't end the way they want it to end, that's what they're going to do. They're going to reevaluate the situation. They know that there's a lot of question marks about their quarterback position and moving forward. I mean, it's being discussed. It's being discussed, right? You got Daniel Jeremiah putting trade proposals out there.
Yes, so which we'll talk about coming up at 3 o'clock.
People are discussing it on a national level, so it's not as if anyone – watched the game Sunday. They watched Jalen all season and said the Eagles have their quarterback.
No, I don't think anybody.
They may have said it in the moment when Jalen was having some good games or what have you, but coming down the stretch and looking at that playoff game, you hear very few people saying, you know, the Eagles need to stop looking for a quarterback. They have their quarterback of the future because they watched the game Sunday.
Yep.
They watched the game Sunday.
So Chris Long, who, I mean, for being here a short period of time, people look at him as being, and he's a guy that cares about the franchise, mm-hmm. and certainly we looked forward to seeing what he says about things, but on Jalen Hurts. He says, inevitably, if you play in big games, you will be judged. He has performed in spots this year really good. In an offseason where you're going to have a lot of options, I think it's reasonable to say, I don't know who the quarterback of the future is. So in other words, with all the different factors of who could be available and who isn't available, he thinks it's reasonable to say, I don't know who the quarterback of the future is.
Yep, and what he's basically saying is Jalen Hurts didn't do enough to lock down the position to where the Eagles don't have to go looking for a quarterback. And because they have all these assets and cap space, it puts them in play. Because once one of these guys do become available, until that guy says, I'm not going there, the Eagles are going to try to get that guy. And a team that is looking to trade one of those guys are going to keep the Eagles in the conversation because you want whomever else is involved that wants your quarterback to beat what the Eagles could offer you. So yep. The Eagles' name, because of the assets that they have, is going to continue to come up, especially when off-season talks start to heat up about free agency and
they'll
everything
be involved
else.
In every rumor. Man. Wide receiver.
Especially when it comes to the quarterbacks.
Yes. Yeah.
They just are.
Yep. At some point, Aaron Rodgers will be coming to Philly. Somebody will write that it's a consideration,
Well, here's the other thing, and I said this, not to harp on Wentz, but the whole Indy thing. You got to have somebody that wants to come to Indy.
Right.
Like, who are you trading for that improves your chances than what you already have there? You've already given up a first and a third to get him. Now you got to give up something else to get somebody else.
Right. Yeah, and pay him.
And pay him. Like, where are you doing that?
And have dead cap off of Carson Wentz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I with the Eagles, they're going to kick the tires, but they have a good situation from the standpoint they can fall back on him. Because he's already under contract and he's cheap.
Yeah.
So they're not in a position where they're in dire straits and they have to go out and make something happen. They can sit back and pounce when the opportunity presents itself, knowing that they have him here as the starting quarterback already and Gardner Minshew as the backup. My only thing is, how do you get this team to the next level? We'll watch that team. Dude, they of the 14 teams that were in the playoffs, they looked like the 14th team in the playoffs. And one team got 47 put up on them this weekend.
Yeah, you're right.
And in Pittsburgh, they may as well not even went to Kansas City.
And the Cardinals got busted last
night. Yeah, so but the Eagles, when you look at their roster, the quarterback situation moving forward, they're
the furthest away.
Exactly.
Well, they're down 31-0 too. Like the final score would indicate it wasn't like
well,
that.
Well, by the way, Tampa didn't look great either, even though they were down 31-0.
Which is why I don't think they're going to repeat.
No, I agree.
They're not going to repeat, but they didn't have to do much to beat the Eagles.
Nope.
If another team was out there before the Rager muff punt, you could have thought that maybe another team would have won that game.
Who they play? Who does Green Bay have?
I mean, Rams.
Tampa Bay. Ooh. Yeah, they may be. It may be over next week for Tampa Bay.
Yeah. It's a short line, too.
Yeah.
Plus, Stafford's a winner now.
Yes. Did you watch? No, he didn't have to throw the ball last night, really.
Exactly.
Yeah, I had his over in yards. Went way under.
Had the shortest pick six in NFL playoff history, a 3-yard pick six.
Yeah, come on, Kyler.
Did you hear what Booger had to say about that play?
What did he say? Come on, Kyler.
I have never seen a quarterback panic as he says he has done. What in the Carson Wentz is that right there? You cannot make that mistake.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
Believe me, I heard that a couple times today. And he's exactly right.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. That's probably the last person who did that.
Well, yeah. If it was really left-handed. Yeah, if it was really Wentz, he would throw it left-handed.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, hold on, and Wentz. It was the only way we can get the ball back.
Right. It's
so it was
smart.
Actually the right play. It was the right play to pick six.
That's what he was thinking.
Belichick's gonna implement that next year in the Mac Jones game plan.
All right, coming up, we'll get back to your phone calls, everybody. We appreciate the patience. 215-592-9494.
Patience. We better be another year of patience.
Yeah, see, when you're saying the Eagles are in a good situation to be able to bring Jalen Hurts back, I'm kind of like, yeah, we are?
Well, I mean,
if Gardner Minshew starts that game, it's 17-10 at halftime.
Oh, here we go.
How about that? Because he takes what the defense gives him, and he just dumps it off. And Gardner Minshew, his ceiling's lower than Jalen Hurts.
He knows his limitations, so he's not trying to make the spectacular play.
Right. They're more competitive with Gardner Minshew
like,
in that game.
Like Foles knows his limitations. Yeah. He can get the ball out quick.
Oh, they would have won that game with Foles.
Oh, come on, man.
215-592-9494.
Did you bring BG out for the coin toss? Did that work?
I don't. They didn't do
he
that.
He was there.
Right?
But he was not the coin toss. No.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Sirianni.
He backed out?
I would have, yes. I would have not advised that you send him out, especially the way that he started. It would have went right to that. Coming up, an NFL Network guy set Twitter on fire this morning with a Russell Wilson to the Eagles trade proposal. What was it? Would you do it? Would we do it? That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, missing football on Thursdays? Well, you can still turn every Thursday into payday with NBA on TNT on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, it doesn't matter if you win or lose, FanDuel is giving all customers $10 back every Thursday. Just bet a $10 bet on a same-game parlay on any NBA on TNT game. Same-game parlays let you combine the money line, point spread, player props, and more all into one wager. Now, it's the perfect way to turn a small bet into a big-time score. And when you win or lose, you're guaranteed to get $10 added to your account. And FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Again, get $10 back every Thursday, win or lose, with TNT Thursdays. Now, if you're new to FanDuel, just sign up with promo code Ike to get your first bet risk-free, up to $1,000, and make every moment more this NBA season. That's promo code Ike exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.